APE Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. New York City is about to get started. Is about to start getting the brunt of a powerful winter storm. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is telling drivers to stay off the roads.
In all of these situations, one of the greatest burdens becomes stranded vehicles or stuck vehicles from people who are on the roads.
Cuomo has declared a state of emergency in New York. Getting back to the stranded drivers, the National Guard has been called out to handle that problem along the Pennsylvania Turnpike. Police say some drivers were stuck in their cars overnight. Interstate 75 near Lexington, Kentucky has reopened. Drivers were stuck in their cars in that area. Along the New Jersey coast and near Atlantic City, the worry there is flooding. In Washington, D.C., Mayor Muriel Bowser is worried the snow could turn icier.
We could see trees and power lines down and a loss of power.
Some parts of Washington have a foot of snow with more on the way. The weather seems to be fine in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. There'll be a parade this morning through the University of Alabama campus for the school's football team, national champions for the fourth time in the last 7 years. A travel agency based in China says American college student Otto Warmbier is being held in North Korea over an unspecified incident at his hotel before he was about to leave for China. Jeffrey Fowler was held in North Korea for nearly 6 months in 2014.
Well, surprised and disheartened that they've detained another American. I don't know any of the circumstances behind it. From what I know, he was detained about 3 weeks ago. And we're just learning about it now.
North Korea state media accused Warmbier of committing a hostile act orchestrated by the U.S. Investigators in Canada say a man arrested outside a school in Saskatchewan killed two people at the school and two others at another location. He is in custody. This is AP Radio News. Tyronn Lue is the new coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Despite a 30-11 record, the Cavs have fired their head coach, David Blatt.
I'm measuring more than wins and losses. I'm focusing on a bigger picture in my evaluation, and I'm really trying to decide, are we working towards a championship? Are we building a championship culture?
General Manager David Griffin says Blatt was fired with a look toward the future. The Cleveland Cavaliers made the NBA Finals last year. Coach Steve Kerr is back on the bench for the Golden State Warriors. Last night, the defending NBA champions beat the Indiana Pacers 122-110.
Just felt good to be back, in Oracle with all the energy from the crowd and our team playing. It wasn't our best stuff, but we got the job done, and all in all, I felt really good.
Kerr had two back surgeries recently. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.